wanted to find shares regarding the benefits of the board members. Are they also having a cell phone allowance or what is happening? And lastly, is regarding the irregular expenditure of 2.5. So I wanted to know why a lot of money, because their budget is not so much. So this is too much if you compare to the budget that has been given to them by the department. And what are they going to do to minimize this wasteful irregular expenditure?
Yeah, I think if, just to add to what Honourable Member Kopani said, could we get a detailed background of what comprised the 2.5 million of in terms of its irregular expenditure to make it a total of 2.5 million rand? And saying that proper the Auditor General is of the opinion that proper procurement measures have not been followed, and whether you have remedied the situation in terms of your supply chain management processes within the NDA, and also the issue of the board members not that does not represent government as requested by the NDA Act. I want to advise the NDA to take the issue of non-compliance as stated by the Auditor General very seriously. If you do not comply, it's going to be another reflection on your financial statement. So it's going to stay there even if you have another opinion, legal opinion. That is the advice I would give to the board. So, between the Auditor General yourself and the Department of Social Development, I would say that you should sort out this matter so that you can have a resolution on this issue. The issue of the acting CEO and the acting CFO, I don't think that bodes well for the running of an organization, and that these matters should be resolved as speedily as possible. Obviously, going through the right process. And we note, I think the committee notes the fact that the CEO's appointment is with the minister, and we hope that the minister before Christmas will appoint the new CEO so that we can start 2010 with a CEO that's not acting, that's obviously not also on probation. CEOs also have probation. Like the former CFO. Yeah. Honourable Member Kukwame.
In our last meeting with NDA, we requested a list of the funded projects, which they furnished us with that information. But in that document, we're having problems where the list had the project name with no contact numbers and no contact person. And we requested that must be rectified and brought back to us. And I don't say anything like that. I don't know whether they can assist us with that, because we said we would like to in our oversight to check whether do these projects still exist or what happened, because if you fund a project, it must sustain itself, especially if the fund was a little bit huge amount. And
Honourable Member, we got that list. We've got it. It's been provided to us.
Oh.
But we can provide you with it.
Thank you, Member. I didn't know. Thanks.
Any other members? Honourable Bikini? No, Kupani? Yosa?
Can you check that thing? I've got only two questions to ask, because some questions have been asked by the members. My question first is on page 13, on the training of 9,745 individuals, and also related to capacity building. My question is that at what level is this training? Is it national? And how do you allocate that those, how do you allocate those trade persons? Because I think it is necessary for this project to disseminate down. That is my first question. How do you allocate and what is the level? Secondly, on page 14, you told us about a profiling on the last bullet. About profiling the NPA in numerous publications. Is it enough for these two publications, the Turning Point and the CSI Carvalho Handbook? Are you sure that can also that publication is enough that can reach anywhere? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. According to the report of NDA here, under continuous assets, apparently there was a criminal investigation of the accounts, like who misappropriated NDA funds assets to the value of 2.7 million, but luckily they were recovered. But what I wanted to know, what happened to the clerk who misappropriated the funds? Was there any charge or any disciplinary hearing? What happened? And the other thing, I'm a little bit worried about the using of the consultants. Is there any way that we can minimize using a lot of consultants?
So over to you and your team.
Some of the questions will be answered by my colleague. With regards to the CEO's exit, we do have the exit report, and we will forward to the chairperson via the chairperson to the committee. The acting CFO, like I mentioned, the probation was not approved, and that's the CFO not with us anymore. I'm not sure if that, but we did, it was for the probation matter, chairperson. With the right back, chairperson, my colleagues will answer the right back, but what we do with the right back money, we put it back into projects, and we pay projects directly. We do not use it for administration or any other such, but the board made a specific recommendation that we will only use that money for projects. We don't fund anything else out of that money. $54,000 then on staff loans. We did look at this matter. The AG brought it to our attention. We have a policy that we don't do any staff loans any longer. This matter comes from years back, and we have collected most of it. There's a few grants that's outstanding still, but we don't do staff loans as a matter of principle in the NDA any longer. Catering, we have, with regard to catering, yes, it's for board members, extra members, but we also have a lot of dialogue.
You say for the year under review, 2008 and 2009, there has been no staff loans, that it is outstanding money from previous financial years. When you made loans, the Indy made loans to its staff.
Chairperson, what happened was incident that I know of, a person left the NDA and somehow we did not collect the bursary back. It wasn't a loan, it was a bursary that was, and we didn't collect it back. What the result is, the person left and we had interest on it, and so we went on to negotiations. Our internal legal team worked on it, and we did collect the money subsequently. But as a principle and as policy, we don't do any loans any longer.
Some of it is bursary, outstanding bursary,
yes,
money,
yes.
S&T money, yes. Of deposit staff.
Not S&T money, but bursary money.
Bursary money,
mostly, yes.
And no loans, personal loans?
There was one or two personal loans, chairperson, but as I say, we stopped it. We stopped the loans last year, August or September, but there are no loans. The AG brought it to our attention. They advised us not to do it. So that we don't have any loans any longer. Casing, like I said, it is for board exco meet. It is for meetings, but we also have quite a few dialogues, and we call people in to come present their projects, proposals, and we do audits, PSCs in provinces, etc. And for that, we do cater when we call our clients in from, and they come from rural areas, of it, and they travel far, so we do cater for dialogue, etc.
Jefferson, I would request that in future regarding the catering. We need to know how much are you catering for the people who are coming to do the presentation. How much are you catering for the board? Because it's really unfair that a lot of money should be wasted on catering. Because I understand that the board people, they're people who are self-sufficient. They don't need to be given food to come and work.
Like the MPs?
Chief person, with regards to cell phones and board members are not paid cell phone allowance for that financial year. 12.5 wasteful, it is, yes, 2.5 wasteful. This was the problem with regards to procurement, yes, Chief person. We just how we're resolving this problem, and subsequently in certain investigations, this figure will come down because they were we did get documentations to say that we did follow the procurement procedure. So it will be about 1.8 million there that we didn't follow procurement procedure. It is an issue in the organization. We have just approved our procurement policy Monday a week ago. It's going to the board for approval on Friday. So then we're going to have a brand new procurement policy. We also have a database that we have just started implement. We didn't start implement. It's just on completion now, where suppliers will go, and we it's on the ERP system, so it will be easier and it's electronic. So we're hoping that will resolve our issues with regards to procurement policy. The board has given us strict instructions. If procurement is not followed, there will be consequences to all members in the organization. The non-compliance checklist that we noted, we're consulting with the DSC officials also on because they do know about this checklist. The issue of the CFO, yes, the matter is advertised. I did mention that it's in the newspaper. It will be closing soon, and we're trying to resolve that matter as soon as possible. The list of projects that Chairperson will submit to your office. Training, my colleague will answer that. Profiling, the publications. We only mentioned but a few of the issues that we profiled the NDA. We did a lot more, but it also, Chairperson, you must remember, it costs a lot of money, and the NDA has a small budget. So we do specific, and we target specific profiling that we do in local newspapers. This is just but an example, few examples. The accounts clerk, it happened in 2000, a couple of years ago. The person is in jail. Currently, the accounts clerk, the fraud, there was a case and the person was jailed, sentenced. Chairperson, with regards to consulting, our business, the NDA does, we strategically decide that certain issues we outsource and we keep our structure small in the NDA. An example, I'll give you due diligence. We have in our research and development team, we have 3 people actually. That's why we outsource due diligence. We are trying to bring out down our figure, and we are defining what a consultant is for the NDA. Example, also we've got 3 people in our audit, so some of our audit we outsource. So it's just how we do business in the NDA. We try not to, it's either we increase our organogram or we decide to outsource, and certain issues we do outsource strategically. My colleague will answer the rest of the questions.
Thank you, Chair. With the benefit of hindsight, we would have represented the slide on your screen. There are two approaches through which community enterprises access NGO funding. The first one is request for proposals, and the second one is program formulation. In previous reports to the committee, we have indicated that we are moving away from the request for proposal approach because it favors the more established organizations, and that we are moving progressively and incrementally towards a program formulation approach, which is about going into communities, identifying their needs, assisting them to establish structures with the view of providing funding support. The reason why the figures are so low for the Eastern Cape, for instance, has to do with the capacity of civil society organizations in the Eastern Cape in respect of program formulation. So when you look at the whole portfolio of projects for the NDA, I indicated that we have 320 active projects. What we will do is to provide the committee with the list of the entire 320. You will find that when you look at those projects, Eastern Cape would not have less than 65 active projects. So the seven that you saw is not a full reflection of the entire portfolio. So we will provide that. We'll provide the number and we'll provide the names and the locations of those particular projects. The second question was, if these projects are making money, if I understood it well, how are we using the money? Basically, it's the project's money, so they have to use their own money. Our current funding model is that of a grant. It's something we are talking about. We haven't discussed this with our executive authority. We will, around whether it should be grant or combination of grant loans and so on. But for now, the money remains with the project. It is also about their own sustainability. We are encouraging them to save as much as possible so that post the NDA grant, they are able to sustain themselves as an entity. How are we recovering the write-back money? Write-back's money? We have engaged a special investigation unit around cases where there is clear misappropriation of funding, and we have a few cases that are pending around that particular area. And I just want to clarify something around write-backs. To say write-backs in themselves are not necessarily a bad thing, because it is about saying, listen, we have given you a chance to implement a project because of governance issues, management capacity, conflict, and so on. We can't go further with you. And therefore, rather than continue to risk public money, we must stop and not give you the rest of what we are withholding. Because as we said, we are giving money in tranches. But of course, the question you will ask is, what happens to the money already that has been given? And that money has to be accounted for in terms of assets and other things. The issue of publications, profiling, as the acting CEO indicated, is just a small sample. Interestingly, most of our profiling is not done by us. It's done by government-line departments. For instance, the Department of Agriculture put a full page in the Sunday Times, full color page, talking about NGO projects that we are co-funding. That kind of publicity doesn't come from us. If you look at most of the farmers' publications, Farmers Weekly and so on, there are lots of our projects that are profiled by the farmers that we are using as mentors for some of these projects. If you look at the Maiden Guardian, for instance, Investing in the Future, it's not us. Last week we put an advertorial, but in many instances it's not us putting adverts. It's people talking about stories, certain community builder of the year, and so on and so on. So we have a very small communications budget, but most of the stories that are told that you will see on TV and so many platforms is about other people talking about our work, not us talking about our work. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you very much, Ms. Isol and team. The Deputy Minister wants to say something. Deputy Minister.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to assure you on the two issues or concerns you've raised. The issue of the interpretation of the Auditor General on who should serve in the board. I think we are taking that seriously, and we're going to discuss the matter and maybe ensure that there is a discussion between us and the Auditor General on that matter. But we're taking your comment very seriously. Also, on the second issue of the CEO, I also want to say to the committee that the minister is very much is very much also concerned about the situation, and she's going to ensure that we respond to your call as soon as possible, maybe before the end of the of this financial year. Thank you, Chairperson.
Deputy Minister, you know the end of the financial year, 31st of March. We can't say the end of this year, 2009.
It's a month before the end of the year, but we're going to get back to you as Chairperson. Mm-hmm. We're committed to ensuring that there is proper functioning in MTA.
Honourable members, we note what the Deputy Minister has said on the matter. Just one other issue, I think Deputy Minister and team from the NDA and the DG for Social Development and CEO is the issue of the financial statements of the NDA that is subject to the Julian Amendment resulting from the audit. We also note that, and we hope that these are one of the matters that you'll be giving attention to. Just on your comments with ISO around the 2.5 million rand of irregular expenditure, it's wise to get your ducks in a row before that, before the audit. After the audit's completed, the opinion has been expressed, it's no use with getting the documentation. I think what the NDA needs to do is to sort out your supply chain management processes, as I said earlier, do your risk assessments. I saw that you have complied, but maybe then look at having some internal audit procedures in terms of compliance more regularly, if not for on a quarterly basis, just as suggesting you know that you are fully compliant with issues. I think that is very important. Honourable members, through that, we say thank you to the NDA for that presentation. TG, is there anything that you'd like to say as accounting officer overall that you would like to add? Maybe just to add on the issues of those other smaller trusts that are there. Could you tell me whether you are going to, like the one for the high school forum and so on? What is the plans of the department? Are you going to close that, or is it going to continue those funds that have been established?
Thank you, Madam Chair. A few weeks ago, Cabinet approved a bill together with a policy on social relief, which bill is now supposed to be brought to Parliament for consideration. It is a bill that combines the aims and objectives of those various funds, including social relief of distress, which currently is housed under the Social Assistance Act. So the honourable members will also participate in the process of shaping a new dispensation on a combined set of relief programs of government now consolidated into one, and it will cover all those funds that you've referred to, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Will be operating those funds that the Auditor General has audited?
small one. If you look at the presentation of the Auditor General, you have your high school forum to the disaster fund. Are you closing down the fund? That was my question.
Oh, yes. No, yes, indeed, Madam Chair. We will certainly close the other funds. The very small ones. I thought you were referring to the disaster relief fund, the president, state president fund, and so on. Okay. Now the four and two ones, certainly yes. We will close that one down. Yes.
Thank you very much, honourable members, honourable deputy minister. In fact, you can come to the
president. Yeah.
The DG and the CEO, Social Development, the CDA, the NDA, and also the Auditor General's Office. Thank you very much. And if I left someone out, thank you very much for your attendance. The meeting is adjourned.
Yes.